Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Exactly how out of control has Joe Biden and the Democrats let the cartels get? Folks, they were, get this, kidnapping pregnant women, performing C-sections to remove the baby, then selling the child and the mother's organs for profit, including to Americans. But that's not the insane part here. No, the insane part is that we had gathered intel on this operation. And under the Biden regime, we did nothing. Here's the incredible story, folks. And I think they deliberately turned their heads. I think that the Biden administration, the Democrats, let the cartels do whatever the hell they want because the cartels bring them their voters and maybe their babies and harvested organs, too. I don't know. Folks, this is just a preview of the horror we're going to find as we dig deeper into these networks, into these cartels on both sides of the border and into the Democrat. I don't even know what you call it, collusion here to cover this all up. Here's how it happened. Tulsi Gabbard is the director of national intelligence. A lot of people think the CIA is the top, you know, spy shop in the country. It's not. The DNI, director of national intelligence, is actually the top spy in the country. And what her agency does, the office of the director of national intelligence, is act as a fusion center. All the intel collected by all of the agencies, so think the GSA, the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, runs through her office. So after President Trump's designation of cartels and transnational gangs as foreign terrorist organizations, Tulsi Gabbard was able to put together what she calls a fusion cell to go ahead and troll through all of the intel, see if there's anything we could find. And what they found, among other things, there's many other cases they've been able to go and take care of. What they found was La Diabla, the devil, Martha Alicia Mendez Aguilar, in our own intel. La Diabla was the head of the baby trafficking operation for the Jalisco New Generation Cartel, CJNG. What the cartel would do was lure pregnant women on the premise of low-cost care, and then essentially kidnap them, performing illegal C-sections, harvesting and selling their organs, and selling their newborn babies. Yeah, the babies were selling for an average of $15,000 apiece, and in many cases to Americans. So this cartel is operating on both sides of the border. The ODNI's office then spearheaded a joint operation to capture and imprison this woman. Unfortunately, she's down in a Mexican jail. That scares me to death. We need her sent up here. I don't trust Mexico to hold her. But the fusion cell was able to take the intel and make the arrest using, you know, Mexican government intel, our intel, several agencies together. Folks, couple of things here. Americans are very innocent. And the way that this is put, has been put in media reports, is that, oh, they were selling the babies to American couples. Folks, that's not what was happening here. I mean, your average, you know, God bless them, infertile American couple who's desperate for a baby It's not going to pay $15,000 to a cartel. They're not even going to know a cartel. They would know this was sketchy. They would guess they're probably on the receiving end of a kidnapping. They don't want to be criminally prosecuted or indicted. That's not where these babies were going, folks. The full horror of this is that what this cartel was actually producing was an untraceable baby. A baby where there's no record of any kind of birth certificate. There's no birth in a hospital. There's no mom around to scream and yell and demand the return of her baby. This is the perfect high demand commodity for people with the worst, most nefarious of intentions, who have no intention of ever sending that child to school, but want to use them for every grotesque thing under the sun. These are the children who will end up chained in basements, who will never find out about. Now that you're getting a full eye view of the full horror of this, and J.D. Vance retweeted this and just simply wrote horrifying. Now I want you to picture these cartels in a permanent alliance with the Democrat Party, running formerly American cities like Chicago together as they're in partnership with the cartels, lawless joint territory, with the cartels serving as violent muscle or enforcers for the Democrat Party. It's been one of my biggest fears for a long time. And folks, that's exactly how the CJNG cartel operates down in Mexico. This is from Tulsi Gabbard's own press release. The CJNG uses violent tactics, terrorizes localized communities, and has gained control over territory that enables them to engage in profitable illicit activity without interference. Folks, that's what's happening before our eyes in Chicago and Portland. Just look at the evidence from this weekend alone. The cartels have already put bounties on the heads of people like Border Patrol Sector Chief Greg Bovino for daring to enforce immigration law in Chicago. Democrat Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, meanwhile, is working hand in hand with these cartels by threatening to arrest Bovino specifically this weekend. He called Bovino out specifically as a target for arrest just weeks after an illegal immigrant gang leader put a $10,000 bounty on his head, which, by the way, ICE has that gang leader in custody, but the bounty's still on Greg Bovino's head. And Pritzker knows it. And yet he went out this weekend in an interview with CBS and described him as the number one target for arrest, knowing full well he's already got a cartel contract on his head. Folks, and that's after Pritzker signed an executive order this weekend creating a doxing task force. This is going to be a publicly available Illinois-centric website, and they're asking the public to send them videos, to capture video of the license plates of these ICE agents, their faces if they can get it, and any interaction with the public on video. And Pritzker's openly saying, look, when we may have to wait till Trump's gone, but we're going to prosecute these ICE agents. We're going to get them. Trump's not going to be here forever. Quote, he said to CBS, they're attacking people on the ground, ICE, CBP, going after people just because they're brown or black, Pritzker said. No one above them is holding them responsible. Greg Bovino, who's running the operation Chicago, isn't holding them accountable. No one is. So we're going to have to keep a record. I mean, you know the guy is targeted for death. You know how much danger his family's in, and you name him specifically, folks. Here's from the CBS article. The governor said hundreds of videos and firsthand accounts have already been collected, will be preserved for future legal use. And he says these people need to be held accountable. He encouraged the people of Illinois to use their phones, record everything, post it on social media, get as much information as you can. And then he says these people talking about ICE and Customs and Border Patrol need to be held accountable, and they will be. By the judiciary now and by Congress and the next administration later. Now, the good news is that this is not having the desired effect so far. This actually gives me chills. Department of Homeland Security announcing over the weekend, get this, 175,000 people have applied for just 10,000 ICE slots. So the death threats, the up to $50,000 bounties on their heads, the violent leftists, it's just motivating more Americans to want to join ICE, not having the effect the Democrats want. But folks, with La Diabla and these cartels, you've got the outlines of what Trump is fighting here. This isn't just some guys meeting a demand for drugs in America. This is pure, unadulterated evil. Now you understand why Trump just sent our most advanced carrier strike group to the Caribbean prepared for war. Folks, bottom line, this is a civil war. for control of territory inside America. And to fight it, Trump understands he's got to rip out the roots, by the roots, the Democrat cartel nexus at the international level, from Colombia to Venezuela to Mexico. Otherwise, this will never end. Folks, we'll either destroy this cartel Democrat nexus or they'll rule us through the votes of illegal immigrants these same cartels have trafficked into the USA. Trump's got 3 years. That's it. I don't even trust anybody else to do this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, it all makes so much sense now. The violence, the shooting into Tesla dealerships, burning them down, the daily never-ending death threats against Elon Musk, the dozens of lawsuits by Democrats. Folks, this is all the same campaign. The dozens of lawsuits by Democrats against Doge. Even when they were hired by the federal government, officially deputized to work for Donald Trump, Democrats were desperate to keep them out of federal records, particularly spending records. Remember the bizarre showdown we saw at the Treasury, where most, not all, but most federal payments come out of? When Scott Bessent had already been confirmed as the Treasury Secretary, walked into the building, went with Doge, tried to access the system, and they refused to let them in. As the sitting Treasury Secretary, remember, Scott Bessent is responsible for those payments and making sure that they're paid ethically and accurately and legally. And yet the Democrats, for a time with their lawsuits, even kept him from accessing the payment system. And now we're getting an idea why. We've seen more and more and more evidence that the Democrats hid benefits for an entire shadow nation of voters to keep them here, fed, clothed, housed, and to pay for their Cadillac healthcare insurance. What's incredible, folks, is they got their way with Doge. They so beat down the Tesla brand, and Elon Musk personally, he eventually had to exit to save himself. But now we're getting a look at what they were hiding. Even as Democrats simultaneously insist no illegals are on Medicaid, but also demand the repeal of the parts of the Big Beautiful Bill that would keep illegals off Medicaid. It closes loopholes Democrats were using to put millions, it turns out, on Medicaid. President Trump and a team of investigators have discovered that even under Trump these last 3 months, billions have gone out the door to pay for Medicaid because the Democrats hid the illegals and set up the systems to default to paying them. From Fox News over the weekend, a news story you'll never see in the lying mainstream media. Here's the thread they pulled to finally discover it all. On October 15th, the White House learned that 49 of the worst illegal immigrants we've managed to capture so far, these are internationally wanted gangbangers, folks who've got homicides, convictions in their own countries. They're wanted for homicide. They're wanted for rape. They've been charged with rape and homicide here in America or in their home countries or both. 49 of them rounded up and deported. But before they left, the Trump administration realized every single dang one of them, despite being, you know, able-bodied enough to be a gangster, commit homicide, and rape people, was on Medicaid. Wait, how was that happening? Well, Dr. Mehmet Oz and a team of investigators, he is the director of the Offices of Medicaid and Medicare, were finally able to put it together. And they found $1 billion in spending on Medicaid for illegals over just the last few months and across just a sample of about six states.
As the government shutdown drags on, the White House is shedding light on how dozens of criminal illegal migrants received Medicaid before their arrests and their deportations. White House spokeswoman Abigail Jackson telling Fox News Digital, quote, due to previously lax federal controls and Democrat state policies, criminal illegal murderers and rapists received Medicaid at the American taxpayers' expense.
So Dr. Oz and the Trump team pulled the thread. Here's what they found.
You know, the Democrats have been gaslighting us on this issue of Medicaid funds going to illegal immigrants. That's why the One Big Beautiful Bill has provisions to do just that. The shutdown, as you know, is in part because the Democrats want to repeal that landmark legislation. And they keep claiming that there is no money going from Medicaid, an agency that I run, towards illegal immigrants. So we decided to do our homework. We sent our best investigators out to evaluate exactly what is going on. And I'm here to announce, Ainsley, and this is a big deal, that just over the last few months, we have proven that there's been over $1 billion. That's a billion with a B. It's a lot of money. It's not a rounding error. $1 billion paid by U.S. taxpayers for illegal immigrants in about half a dozen states. And we're just getting started. So it's going to be a significantly more money than that. And just to break this down for everybody, Ainsley, if you live in Texas or Florida and you're paying U.S. federal taxes, most people do, your money is being diverted to places like California who have robust benefits for illegal immigrants, you know, dental, vision, things you don't even get on Medicare. And those funds we have no ability to track until today. Now we're investigating it and we're going to continue to track this across the country.
Again, it's illegal under federal law for illegal immigrants to get Medicaid, period. The big, beautiful bill closed the loophole that allowed federal government, they'd, you know, bulk pay to states, and then the Democrats would sign them up at the state level. But do you know what Oz just discovered? The Democrats had, under Joe Biden, had set the fraud settings for Medicaid to zero to allow the flood of illegals into the country and onto the rolls. Folks, this is an outrage. I've never in my life had free health care like this, and I'm an American citizen. But what it shows is the federal government is so massive, so unwieldy, that even when Republicans are in control, which they have been, of the purse, of the spending strings since 2023, they don't even know what the hell they're funding. Folks, this is on top of, remember, the 6 million illegal immigrants illegally given, randomly given Social Security numbers that were discovered by DOGE, where literally you would get your Obama phone, your Biden phone, they'd release you into the interior, and then 4 or 5 months later, your Social Security card would arrive. And they hid 6 million illegals like that. 1.5 million of them, we know, were getting free health insurance. This is in addition to that. So folks, we're beginning to solve the mystery here. Because remember, I've pointed out to you many times, Center for Immigration Studies did a phone poll. They actually called illegal immigrants. And what they found was just over 50% of illegal immigrant adults did not have a job, not under the table, not over the table, not period. And I believe that because, folks, if you look at the job creation numbers are incredibly weak. We keep revising them down. I mean, there's not new jobs for Americans, even low paying ones. Where are these illegals working? And the answer is half of them aren't. The Democrats have them stashed and hidden. It literally, folks, an entire shadow replacement nation of voters all throughout the federal government. We're just now finding them. The effort to keep them here is nothing short of extraordinary. You can see that in the second scandal where of the weekend, where the Democrats once again broke federal law to provide resources, funding, a living to illegal immigrants. This came on the heels of yet another illegal immigrant causing the deaths of three people with that pileup. He was apparently high, driving the semi, plowed into the back of parked cars on the interstate, never even hit his brakes. It's the second catastrophic crash in 6 weeks. The other one was in Florida. Same thing. Illegal immigrant with a commercial driver's license from California. Wait till you hear how many of them are on the road.
A federal audit found California had issued 62,000 CDLs, drivers who entered illegally, John, or do not have a permanent legal status as required by the feds. California sanctuary laws prohibit asking applicants their immigration status. Governor Newsom said there's not a problem. Back to you.
Did I hear you right? Did you say 62,000?
That's correct.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a federal audit.
William Lajeunesse for us. William, thank you so much. Let's bring.
That's Fox News, and that's a disaster. Why would you do this if you're Gavin Newsom? Every one of those 62,000 that they're working American jobs, jobs Americans should be doing, is another illegal immigrant, a shadow future voter who the Democrats know there's so few jobs, real jobs in this country, will flee back to their home country potentially. Joining me, by the way, this broke over the weekend. Do you realize in 270 days, Trump has deported 2.1 million illegals. We're not even at a year. This is why Democrats are in absolute terror. They didn't think he'd get this far by the end of his administration. And what scares Democrats the most is that 1.6 million of those self-deported. They took his offer of, hey, here's a free ticket and $1,000 for your trouble to restart your life somewhere else. Bye-bye. Go back to your home country. They know if these jobs go away, if the health care goes away, they're going to have another half million who will just walk out the door. They can't live here anymore if the Democrats aren't backdoor paying their bills. Well, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says it's got to end. And so far, Governor Gavin Newsom is saying hell no to one, enforcing federal law that you can't have illegal immigrants getting these licenses. But two, federal law also mandates you have to be able to speak English and pass the driver's license test in that language to drive commercially. And they don't care. They're just breaking the law.
Gavin Newsom has thumbed his nose at us. He's refused to comply with the rules that have come from DOT, which is stop issuing these licenses, number one. And number two, go back and review all the licenses that you have issued and make sure it's been done legally. Gavin Newsom has said no. So one, I'm about to pull $160 million from California. And as we pull more money, we also have the option of pulling California's ability to issue commercial driver's licenses. Gavin Newsom cares more about illegals getting commercial driver's licenses than he does the citizens of his own state and the safety of Americans. It's shameful. He's been lying about what he's been doing. And again, we're gonna fight tooth and nail under President Trump's administration to make sure that we hold states like California accountable.
Terra Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.